I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Tuesday, May 28, 2013, to order. I'd like to call on Rick Finley to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and again, we come with grateful hearts. Just thank you so much for the blessings you give us. Thank you for the area we live in. We thank you, Lord, for this country, and we again pray for leadership, dear Lord. Here at the local level, we want to do things to be pleasing to you. We also pray for our state leaders and national leaders, dear Lord, that they would turn to you and open their hearts and hear the word that you have for them, dear Lord. We want to pray, dear Lord, that you just watch over those that need your watch care today, that maybe are failing in health or maybe just need your comforting hand, dear Lord, that you'd be with them. And we lift up the military that might be in dangerous situations, that you'd be with them and watch over them and give them guidance. And more than anything, dear Lord, that they would have their life turned over to you, that no matter what happens, they have that safe and secure eternity in front of them, dear Lord. Thank you again for watching over us, and pray that you just give us guidance today and wisdom. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'd lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Finley. Commission remarks. Gentlemen, do either of you have opening remarks?
No.
Previous meeting minutes.
You have those over there, Brandon.
No, you've got them right here.
You got them.
All right. Motion for approval of commission meeting minutes for April the 18th, May the 2nd, May the 6th, and May the 20th.
Second.
Is that as corrected?
As corrected. I only seen one or two little marks.
Motion's made and seconded to approve prior commission minutes as corrected for April 18th, May 2nd, May 6th, and May 20th. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable. Checks 33-38-13 to 33-38-88, 33-38-89 to 33-39-32, 33-39-33 to 33-39-41, and warrants 57-91.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 333-813 through 333-941 and warrant number 5791. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Is that it?
Yep.
Nice.
Make sure you get back.
Is that it?
Yes. Right there.
Oh. Told you I'd left something in there. My brain.
Court orders. No Christie. Only if there's questions. Gentlemen, there's two sheets that we have. The first is for personal property that's being abated. One is taxpayer was assessed an error for vehicle not owned. The second is the same. I'd like to call that Exhibit A. The second is real estate, and it's for property that no longer exists. I'd like to call that Exhibit B.
Motion for approval of Exhibit A.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A regarding personal property abatements. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Those real estate,
those
are docks that are no longer there.
Okay.
Now, let me ask a question about that. If they're no longer there, does that mean they were sold?
No. I believe those were destroyed.
Destroyed during
a flood, and they were never taken off.
Okay. Motion for approval of Exhibit B.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit B, which is a real abatement reconciliation. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. ...911 Consulting Services Agreement. Tammy. Good morning.
Morning. I believe that you have the contract, or Mr. Cotty and Nikki were working on the final printout of the page that is ready for signatures, so we can proceed with getting work done on the consulting contract.
Who wishes to begin?
I have some questions. We have had this contract go before legal and approved according to form of the contract, not necessarily the amounts or the different language that's in there. There is one statement that was concerning, well, actually, a couple of them was the amount, and then the other was the fact that there was going to have to be someone else hired as the project manager, which was would be a totally separate cost to the 911 fund. And so I didn't know how that was... approach. Can you give me some answers to who the project manager is and what their salaries are and
the advisory like that? Board, the 911 advisory board would like for me to be the contact, not necessarily called the project manager, but I guess it would be for this being this project, and so there would be no increase, no salary difference, none of that. I would be working with the company and with the 911 advisory board, and then reporting to you all about updates and such as that. That's what they would like to see. Now, if you'd like to see something else, that's completely we were trying to save the cost of a salary. And
That's in the best interest of the taxpayer. That I understand that, and that's I would be in agreement with that portion of the contract. I have concerns because this is the first time that I have seen the amount of the consulting fee, and I'm sure if it's already been approved by the 911 board and the partners per se.
Sure.
So I find that a little more comforting to approve, but I maybe would have liked to have known a little bit more about the amount of the cost.
The cost that we've looked into at projects very similar to ours have ranged in the neighborhood of a low of $65,000, which was not the, all of the work that we need to have done, and then up to, well, there was one that was $120,000, but that was a very much larger municipality and county, and it was a very there was a lot more individuals and organizations and entities to be put into that project. So we feel like we are in the our cost that they proposed is in the middle of that range, and so the advisory board feels like that this was not unexpected an amount. They feel like that this is in the range of what they expected.
Well, I don't know what I was thinking, but it's not in the range of what I was thinking.
Sure.
It's a tremendous amount of money.
Sure. Yes.
And I know that what we hope to gain is going to make us more efficient and more effective. But still, it was a shock when I saw the amount of money that it was.
Sure.
And I'm pleased that you would be the person that would serve as the liaison between 911 Advisory Board, the County Commission, and this company. Let me ask you a question about payment. As I read through the contract, it stated that we would pay within so many days after an invoice. Is the agreement that this will be paid periodically over the amount of time the work's being done, that it would be paid for up front, that it would be paid for at the end of the project? What was concluded there?
Their conclusion when I talked to them last week was that they would work it out payment-wise however we saw fit.
Okay.
They would change that page of the contract if you would like. They would do a project report as to what was done, and then it can be divided up into the payments as we saw fit.
I'd feel more comfortable if you did that, because the way that I interpret what it says is that we will pay upon
right.
billing.
Right.
That could come upon our signing the agreement. So. At least I'd feel a lot more comfortable if we did it that way.
And I do think that there was a portion in there that said to get started, they would expect a small portion, but it wasn't like 50% or anything like that that they said that they would go and agree on.
Well, I feel comfortable leaving that to the discretion of you and the advisory board, but okay. I feel better knowing that we're not going to be billed up front for a project we haven't received.
So what you're saying is the payment page of this contract would be changed?
It can be. They said that they would be willing to work that out as to your requirements or requests.
Well, it's before us here to be approved, the contract. Mm-hmm. And I would feel more comfortable if we had something in statement of just what you said before I make approval of this contract, because it says payment will be made within 30 days of presentation to the county. And for us to sit here and approve it, even though we might make comments about it, it's not in written form, and I would rather a contract this size be in written form if you don't care to, and then we could put this on for Thursday or for approval. Would that be okay, Mr. Austin?
Is that all right?
I will get working on just now.
Let's present a page that's acceptable to, obviously, yourself, the 911 Advisory Board, and something that will accommodate us and discussing the very payment schedule that you mentioned.
Is that all right with you, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
is there a specific amount that you would like to propose to them to be the starting off point?
No, I don't have any request there, but I would, because I don't know how much is involved and what they want, but I do not want a open-ended book of 30 days that we have to pay whatever amount they turn in.
Certainly.
We'll reschedule this. If you'll talk with Shanna upstairs, we'll give you a time on Thursday morning, bring it up, and we'll be happy to sign the agreement with that change. The rest of it looks good to me. We've come a long way, and I know that there were an awful lot of questions from the members that served on the team that put this together throughout the county, whether it be cities, fire district, ambulance, et cetera. And I think this is a huge step forward, so I'm excited that we're moving forward.
We are, too. All right, I'll get that done, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Watch this cord. Thank you, Tammy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Watch that cord. Set up for Thursday's all right with me. Is that okay? She has some others that were scheduled for today. And
you guys received it from the collector? The email?
But, go ahead. That's all right. If you would set a time with her for Thursday, then is that all right to explain those?
Yeah, that would be great.
Bank bids. Good morning, ladies. Yes, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
We're glad you're back.
I put you in your hot seat.
You have to sit in the hot seat. Closer to the commission is the hot seat.
She's going to swipe those microphones so they can trip.
Before you with the recommendation for the bank bid. First, I want to explain I've spent numerous hours putting a spreadsheet together, reviewing every detail of each bid submitted. We did go over the spreadsheet before. I have made just a few minor changes to it, but I would like to give each of you a copy of it. So I can... That was after talking to most of the elected officials to see their concerns. My main concern for the county's money is safety and then yields. So after much discussion with all of you and the elected officials, it's my recommendation that we go with Bank of Missouri's bid for the treasurer's account, collector accounts, sheriff accounts, and any future accounts that we do. The only concern I have for this is the closest location is in Branson that we talked about. This will cause a hardship for some offices, so I recommend that we provide a courier service. And even with that fee, Bank of Missouri is still the best choice for that. And then I recommend that People's Bank of the Ozarks receive the prosecuting attorney accounts, juvenile accounts, circuit clerk accounts, and recorder accounts. There are several factors that we use to determine this, to see which financial institution would gain us the most revenue. That's what I have, my recommendation.
People's Bank, prosecutor, juvenile, circuit clerk, and recorder.
Yes.
So the bulk is, tell me again, for Bank of Missouri, it's all of our GCR accounts, right?
Right. The treasurer, collector, sheriff, and then any future accounts we might have. The reason for People's Bank on the other accounts, even though the interest would be higher at Bank of Missouri, they're giving us no fees for checks and certain things, so the difference in the interest and the fees offset each other, so People's Bank would gain the most interest on those smaller accounts.
Can we consider, and I know that you have been studying it, but the hard copy that we send out to employees, for example, when we have electronically paid them, and or any other, or maybe have a real push for those employees who haven't gone that route, for those who can that have the account set up, et cetera, would save us, if I'm not mistaken, a significant amount of money in what we're going to be paying as far as writing those checks,
yes.
Physically writing those checks.
Yeah, because previously, our previous bank provided all the checks for us. And when I checked into the cost of those, it adds up pretty fast. So it would.
Melanie's looked at printing them on regular paper and also buying secure paper from another printing company and just have secure paper, but not an actual check document for the payroll.
For the any direct deposits, yes, that are done.
That would save a lot.
But is it a requirement even to do that? For example, you pay me electronically. Automatically, I get that. I don't have to have a hard copy of it, which we're getting. For example, since the auditors are here, could we not just have a computer printout of that? Or if you want to give me a piece of paper, give it to me quarterly or semi-annually that has all the information on what's been withheld. It's just...
I know another option they talked about is maybe having our IT department put something together where somebody would have a code where they could put in and pull that up if they needed to.
Sure.
And they would have access to that, and that way it's not,
I don't have paper. Most of our employees check their, verify that they're getting the correct amount each time they receive a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I have found, not oftentimes, there have been a few rare times when they found an error.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, you have questions?
The discussion has been brought up several times about the direct deposit since I've been here for 8 years, and it's absolutely something that has been, percentages have been given. They change during, over the years they've changed. More people have went to direct deposit instead of the check. So with the cost this time being significant in the decision-making process, because I know, Melanie, you have gone through numerous hours. I've had discussions with you about how this was progressing and all those things. So that might be something for us to consider. This time, because of the cost, I mean, we're looking to save, try to save the county dollars. So, I have no problem with the recommendation. As a matter of fact, I would make a motion to accept the recommendation of the treasurer on this bank bid.
I did put a number together of how much the direct deposit would cost us if we bought checks for us. It would save us about $2,500 a year if we did change that. I have about 50 regular checks that go out for payroll.
50 out of the total number of employees that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been for that because it's never been a real tight issue as it is this year,
right,
with the amount of dollars. People wanted their check. I felt like they had that right of voice,
right,
to have the check handed to them. But when we get into financial dollars as far as the savings to the county, then I have a different viewpoint on it. So if we don't have to do that today as far as the decision on direct deposit, but I would like that brought up into a discussion for a future meeting.
Okay.
So is there a motion, Dan?
I have a motion to accept the treasurer's recommendation on the bank bids, and Ron will read that into the record as he...
I don't know what I'm saying. The recommendation for Bank of Missouri bid, is that...
The motion has been made to accept the treasurer's recommendation that would place the treasurer's accounts, the collector's accounts, the sheriff's accounts, and future accounts with Bank of Missouri, and to place the prosecuting attorney, juvenile circuit clerk, and recorder's accounts, special accounts, with People's Bank. Correct?
Correct. Second.
Motion's also been seconded. Is there discussion of the motion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Melanie, thank you.
Thank you.
Donna, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I know that you put a lot of time into the spreadsheets that I'm looking at, and I appreciate it. It certainly made it easy for us when we first went through these.
There were, I may state too, there was a lot of things that she had to consider that aren't exactly wrote on here, such as the credit card, different things that were brought up during the conversation about our credit cards and things like that, that she went out of her way to check into all and every option that we had. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So are we ready to adjourn? Oh, no, there's... Morning, Randy.
Morning.
Next item of business, Road and Bridge update and matters with Road and Bridge, Mr. Hayes. And gentlemen.
How are you?
Good. Yes, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. On the guardrail bid number 201304-223, my recommendation is to award to the both companies that we receive bids from. We've used both these companies in the past, and it just gives us an option when one or the other, as far as scheduling or can produce the product.
You don't have a primary and a secondary?
Well, the primary would be Highway Safety Solutions, and secondary would be James H. Drew. Highway Safety Solutions was the cheapest overall when you total up all the units. I think there is about $2,400 difference between the two.
But But there are some areas, and what you're saying is you want the ability to use both. Is that
correct? We've used mainly what we're looking at this year is just repair in some areas. Last year we had some new installation. Slough Hollow was one. We used the James H. Drew Company on it. We've used Highway Safety on half a dozen different repairs throughout the county where guardrail had been run through, knocked down. So we used both of them.
That's a matter of scheduling, Randy, is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of it's a matter of scheduling. Can they get to it in a timely manner or get to production, basically?
When we have a safety issue, Ron, like a damage repair, some of these companies are on big projects and they can't get to us in a timely manner. So that's what Randy's recommendation is. Some of them we can call and get right on the project. And if guardrail's down in a very delicate place, we need to be able to get it fixed in a hurry. So that's where we're at. Once again, I'm going to make a motion to approve Road and Bridge recommendation using Highway Safety Solution as the primary and James H. Drew as the secondary.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to award both companies with Highway Safety Solutions as primary and James H. Drew Corporation as secondary. Discussion. And this, for the record, is for guardrail bids, bid number 201304-223.
I do have one question.
Yes, sir.
Randy, when we have a special project that turns up, I'm using the one at Moore Bend as an example, where we had to go out for bid for a long mm-hmm. stretch, does this bid here cover that, or do we go out for bid on special things that come up throughout the year that are...
This bid will cover all replacement and repair of all existing guardrail. It will also has a cost in here per foot based on if we want to add new guardrail. It's also got itemized costs. If the companies encounter rock or have to set posts in concrete, so it's pretty much all covered under this.
All of it is right. Covered. We had a bid from a company on the Moore Bend project that was so much cheaper than everyone else that we actually thought there might have been a mistake on the cost, and we right. ended up going with them, and they did an outstanding job. So. That was my question. If there's a long stretch that we see that is available, then we cover it under this very contract.
We also have that. Basically, one of the issues we run into there was drilling the holes in rock, and that's listed under 4.52 on that spreadsheet. And they both companies have given us an itemized cost.
Thank you.
So.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
If we could, I need to go retrieve some more paperwork. If we could take about a 10-minute recess.
I'll 10 minutes?
Man.
I was in interviews this morning with him, and I didn't get time. I thought guardrail. This was separated, but
let us stand in recess for 10 minutes.
Okay.
I didn't mean to. Not calling out.
You did.